Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, May the 8th, and happy birthday to Sir David Attenborough, who is 95 years old today. I'm JP Edwards, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. Woodstock bar owners say that the new alcohol hours only affect them. Three Cherokee County School District high school seniors have been named finalists for a top national honor. Canton's free summer concert series is coming back in June. An audit says that Cherokee County's financial balances grew during the pandemic. A Cherokee County student has won the Georgia Award of Excellence. And finally, a former teacher has been sentenced to 22 years for child molestation. Plus, Shannon Ballou, editor of the Cherokee Tribune and Ledger News, will join us on the podcast as she talks with Dr. Todd Martin of Northside Hospital Cherokee about COVID cases right here in Cherokee County.
So our hospitalizations over, I would say, probably at least the last week have gone down, which is great.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
The owners of a bar in downtown Woodstock say a recent change to the city's alcohol ordinance will exclusively affect their business, threatening a quarter of their weekend sales. In a 4-2 vote at the April 26 meeting, the council approved amending its alcohol ordinance requiring bars and restaurants in mixed-use buildings to stop serving alcohol at midnight. Prior to this, bars and restaurants in mixed-use buildings had been allowed to serve alcohol until 2 a.m. Peggy and Danny Snow, who own and operate Ice Martini Bar on Chambers Street, said this new ordinance has hurt their business because a big portion of their sales, roughly 25%, are based on late night business. Three Cherokee County School District high school seniors have been named finalists for a top national honor. As semifinalists for the U.S. Presidential Scholars Program, Corin Todd of Creekview High School, Annalise Axelson of River Ridge High School, and Sophia Abbott of Woodstock High School are among the students selected to advance in this prestigious recognition program. A video on the Honor Society's YouTube channel describes the scarcity of this award.
Each year, roughly 3 million students graduate from high school in the United States. Only 161 become U.S. Presidential Scholars.
Only 18 students from Georgia were named semifinalists. The program was established in 1964 by a presidential executive order to honor and recognize extraordinary graduating seniors. Candidates for the invitation-only recognition program are initially selected based on outstanding performance on the ACT or SAT, and semifinalists and finalists are chosen based on an application that considers overall academic excellence, personal character, leadership, and service activities. Congratulations to Corin, Annalise, and Sophia. A series of family-friendly free concerts returns to the Etowah River Park Amphitheater starting in June. The Canton River Rock Summer Concert Series kicks off June 19th with Rumors, the Fleetwood Mac tribute band headlining. The rest of the series is filled with fun tribute bands and winners of The Voice and American Idol. All shows begin at 6 p.m. and will end at 10 p.m., and the events will follow state and CDC guidelines on COVID-19 safety measures. Visit TribuneLedgerNews.com to see the full schedule. A recent audit shows that Cherokee County's balances, other than its account for the local penny sales tax, ended the 2020 fiscal year higher than they were a year before. According to an audit presented to the County Board of Commissioners, Cherokee County saw revenues in its general fund of just over $109 million for fiscal year 2020, up from $97 million in fiscal year 2019. Meanwhile, expenditures were just over $93 million, up from $87 million the year before. Despite transfers of roughly $7 million out of the general fund to other funds, the county's general fund balance grew during fiscal year 2020 from $36.2 million to nearly $45.4 million. Auditors told the commissioners that the county's fiscal year 2020 numbers were clean and without issue.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Michael Giroux, an ACE Academy Class of 2021 graduate, has earned the Georgia Award of Excellence. The award is given in recognition of graduating seniors with disabilities who achieve academic and/or extracurricular accomplishments. Since enrolling at ACE Academy last August, he has earned 8 academic credits. He has overcome challenges in his life, including a difficult childhood that resulted in the need for foster care, in order to excel in school. Michael officially graduated earlier this week. He was selected as the ACE Academy Student of the Month for January, and Michael participated in the Fort Phoenix Cadet Corps after-school leadership program operated by the Phoenix Training Center in Canton, and he plans to enroll in technical college and seek employment in the automotive industry. Congratulations, Michael! A Canton resident who was once an educator in another county has received a 22-year prison sentence on charges that he sexually abused a child relative. 62-year-old Mark Richard Lucart pled guilty to multiple counts of aggravated child molestation and other related sexual charges. These charges stem from incidents involving a child relative who was under the age of 16. Mr. Lucart molested the child on multiple occasions over the course of a year. The child eventually disclosed the abuse to a suicide hotline, prompting Canton police to conduct an investigation. Cherokee County Superior Court Judge Tony Baker accepted Mr. Lucart's negotiated guilty plea and sentenced him to 22 years to serve in confinement with no possibility for parole, followed by life on probation. And now Shannon Ballou, editor of the Cherokee Tribune and Ledger News, joins us on the podcast with Dr. Todd Martin from Northside Hospital Cherokee to talk about COVID cases right here in Cherokee County.
So tell me, overall, how are COVID-19 hospitalizations right now at the hospital?
So our hospitalizations over, I would say, probably at least the last week have gone down, which is great. At our peak back in January, we had over 100 COVID cases in-house. I looked at it just this about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes ago, and we were down to 20. Earlier this week, we were actually in the teens. It looks like we're having a little bit of increase, but I think that what we're seeing is a decrease in total cases, but also it looks like a decrease in our ICU cases, all which seem to be at least, you know, at least exciting and maybe even a little bit hopeful.
And is there anything that you notice about these patients, anything that they have in common?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, I think they're, I took care of two or three last week, and it seemed that they had been around people that also had been infected. They had not gotten their vaccines, which also was obviously extremely important. And so the small number that I saw myself over the last couple of days, it seems like they either, you know, had been kind of outside or just hadn't gotten vaccinated quite yet.
Looking at state data, you know, vaccination administration is down in Cherokee, and Northside's vaccine distribution clinics are winding down too. Now, you guys will have one more of those at the Bluffs building on the 21st. And right. So what are you guys seeing lately there?
So I think that people are getting vaccinated, kind of obviously throughout the state. I think they're, I'm hopeful that they're becoming even more available. Obviously, there was a little bit of decrease just across the state with the questionable J&J and it being sort of held back because of the relatively low blood clot risk. But now that that's sort of kicking back up, you know, you're looking at it probably over, you know, they how they look at vaccinations, they do it per 100,000. I think Cherokee County has 220,000 people in it. And our rate right now is about 13.5 per 100,000, you know. So it's, I think it's around 30% of the people right now are fully vaccinated. And so, you know, you just hope that that number keeps on going up. And I think that, you know, if you look at the age brackets, hopefully, you know, the last time that I looked at it, that, you know, there were a good amount of elderly patients and those that were are really going to be affected and sort of kind of overloading the hospital. Those numbers, the vaccination numbers are going up. So that's encouraging. And, you know, 37% of people getting fully vaccinated right now, that's encouraging. We can always do better, but I think we're on the right track.
There's a lot of talk right now about what they call vaccine hesitancy, right? Sure. And with, you know, fewer people, you know, getting the shots, you know, what would you say to people who are hesitant to get the vaccine?
Sure. It's kind of a loaded question. You know, the reasons I think that people are afraid of getting the vaccine, I think the major one is that there's a perception that it's rushed. It's that, you know, people came out with this vaccine and that the science is so new and they think that, you know, it's rushed and the side effects are going to be horrible. And the truth of the matter is that's not the truth. You know, this technology has been around for decades. We were able to sort of, you know, obviously use it in emergency use because we were in a pandemic. But the, you know, when you look at the sort of database of side effects, and, you know, when we say side effects, I think, you know, where it causes an actual hospitalization, they're extremely low nationwide, really pretty much universally worldwide. And so, you know, I think that, the actual hospitalizations and the side effects, people should not be nervous about getting the vaccine. On the flip side, I think that people should be nervous about getting COVID because that's where we see our huge mortality. Not only are we seeing mortality from patients with COVID, but we're getting these latter effects. So we have patients that have gotten COVID back in December, and they're still having deleterious effects from their COVID that they had, you know, 5-6 months ago. And so the big thing is to really try to avoid actually getting COVID. And right now, our biggest thing to slow down is our vaccine.
This is Dr. Todd Martin, Medical Director, Northside Hospital Cherokee Internal Medicine Services. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-882-2092. 800-882-2092. 800-882-2092. That's 800-882-2092.
Thank you for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ag Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.